The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very good.
Good. We're here with special guests today, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Matt Lyons, IT Manager with Disaster Blaster. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And if you've never heard a topic on here and you'd like to suggest it to us, send it in and maybe we'll do it.
Any professionals out there that can promote their business to come in and talk about what you do and how you do it and why you're doing it, we'd love to have you on as a guest. If you have a topic that we haven't covered before, give us a call or shoot us an email. View our listings, search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And also on jruddy.com, we have all our archived radio shows. Okay, Christy and Matt from Disaster Blaster, could you tell us a little bit about you and what Disaster Blaster does?
Sure. Disaster Blaster is a full-service indoor restoration firm. We specialize in water damage mitigation, mold remediation. We do radon mitigation, asbestos abatement, and duct cleaning.
Okay. You do a lot.
We do.
You're busy.
We are busy.
How often do you respond to service calls?
The nature of our business is it's a 24/7 operated business, because with water damage especially and fire damage, we operate on an emergency basis, so we can handle emergencies for water and fire damage.
How big is your company and how long have you been around, and what service areas?
Disaster Blaster has been in business since 2006. We employ 10 employees, and that's both with management and the technical staff. And the area that we cover, it's about 7 counties, including the Poconos, Columbia County, Luzerne, Lackawanna, Wyoming, Bradford counties.
Wow, you cover
pretty far.
Yeah,
space.
Very far. Okay, what I thought we'd talk about today, fire and water damage as it relates to properties. Fire, sometimes people are cooking. Whether on the stove.
And not paying attention.
Not paying attention. I'm famous for walking away. Oh, gosh. I can't believe I just said that. But, yes, I do. And I forget. But I've never had... so far, thank God, knock on wood, I haven't caused a fire. The smoke alarms might go off. But I haven't caused a fire. But people do, whether they are there attending or not, walking away. Stove fires, oven... Puffbacks, we could talk about what they are. They're things that happen with furnaces, boilers, that
right.
sort of thing. So smoke enters the house, or fire damages a room. And we're not talking about a major structural fire here. We're talking about the things that you could come in and help us with a restoration project.
Sure, yes, the goal is the restoration process and not having to do maximum replacement on different types of materials and restore the structure and the property. So, for example, you were talking about food and stove fires. I've actually had customers that have called. They've fallen asleep after turning the stove on, whether they're making, I think the one was... she was making cabbage or something. So that's considered a protein fire. So you can imagine the odor and the soot. So the unique aspect of a protein fire is it doesn't have that black soot look to it on the walls. Okay, so protein is unique because you will smell the odor more so than see any kind of soot. If it's just a cook down, it's a protein cook down. So for services that we provide, for example, if it's an insurance claim, we come in and we can pre-test those surfaces and show the homeowner that, you know, there is that white or gray soot. But to them, they think they're just going to try and cover up the odor, and it's not really a deep-seated problem like a fire. They kind of ignore it for a little bit, and then they realize it's a larger problem.
I can't believe she admitted to falling asleep.
She did. Yeah. She did. In the same week, we had two customers, one that walked away and totally forgot about the chicken or whatever she was boiling, and the other woman fell asleep after putting cabbage on the stove.
So it's just not me.
It's not me either making.
I've seen people after they do that, they try to clean the walls, and they just make a terrible, terrible mess, and it looks 10 times worse than it did before.
Yes, and I've heard of people trying to paint over it, thinking that they'll kind of lock in the odor and kind of hide it that way, or lighting a candle, something like that. But unless they remove the source for the soot and the odor, you know, it has to be truly cleaned of the surface.
So those sprays won't work.
Those sprays don't work. No, it's very temporary.
Candles, okay.
It's a masking agent, really.
Right, right. So what do you do? How do you remove it?
Well, from, let's say it's a flat painted surface, like a wall surface or a ceiling, we have what's called dry chem sponges. So it uses static electricity to pull that soot right off the wall. So we would drag it all along the wall and the ceilings to remove the soot particle and the odor particle.
Yes, I would think that you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out.
Yeah, it's source removal. That's you're literally removing the odor, so that's why it has
to come out. Open doors, open windows won't cut it.
It's not. Once that soot has settled, and in the soot, it's also really, once it mixes with water, it becomes an acid. So any moisture in the air, it becomes an acid and kind of eats away at different surfaces, whether it's a wall surface or even appliances. It'll start to pit and eat away at those surfaces. So, you know, prompt attention is important. Somebody thinks that they can kind of do their own quick fix or Band-Aid. It doesn't always work.
Okay, so the good news is, though, you're not cutting out the drywall, the sheetrock, the plaster, or taking out cupboards, or you're not removing those items. You have the cleaning capability of taking that product that you mentioned and pulling it out.
That's exactly right. Instead of... The restoration industry really was born in the 60s. So the insurance companies realized that, oh, if we have practices and methods to do this restoration, there's a lot of money that could be saved in the claims process. So instead of cutting out all the drywall and removing cabinets and everything, you know, cleaning and restoring it will save a lot of money. Obviously, if there's charred areas, certain things need to be replaced, different types of materials like acoustical ceiling tiles. It's best to remove things like that, but with wall surfaces, it's very easy to clean and then paint.
Okay, what else do we need to consider when there's smoke, fire damage in a property?
Well, there's the water aspect that goes with it too, because both needs to be treated on an emergency basis. So water damage needs to be attended to rather quickly so we could dry down the structure, because that can too make secondary damages. So while you're having the soot on surfaces, that can have long-term effects. And if the water goes unattended, you have long-term effects of water and moisture.
So then the property owner who's taken matters in their own hands has doused the fire and just really saturated the area with water can further damage things.
If they, obviously the water is going to be used to put the fire out, and that's great, but then responding to that and dealing with damaged carpeting or saturated different surfaces, attending to that rather quickly too.
Okay, gotcha. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Matt Lyons, IT Manager with Disaster Blaster. And we're talking about fire, smoke, and water damage. So water damage could be from, obviously, what we were just talking about, putting out a small household fire, or perhaps a broken pipe, or a roof leak, a window leak, or storms.
How about when the line to the washing machine bursts and
there
nobody's around.
There you go. That's another good one.
That's a big one. Yeah. Oh, I have my washer on the second floor. I don't think that's a good idea.
Washing machines, toilet supply lines coming from the second floor down. People leave for work in the morning and they don't discover it 8 hours later. So, I mean, those are the things that keep us busy all the time because that happens. It doesn't have to be weather related
right.
or temperature related. You know, those are the things that happen.
Does the insurance company cover this type of...
Typically, when yes, you know, if it's not a foundation issue, there's not a lot of questioning when it's a pipe or a supply line or something like that. Even if a toilet or sink overflows, that's typically covered with a normal homeowner's policy.
Oh.
So a lot of times with water damage, to properly deal with the situation at hand, do they need to call someone like yourself immediately or do they wait till their claim goes through?
Well, I think there's a couple things that a homeowner needs to do if there's water damage. They do need to call their insurance agent, you know, because they probably don't know the severity of the damage. And then to call a mitigation company like Disaster Blaster to deal with it rather quickly, because we'll want to... The most important thing is where has the water traveled to through wicking, because you want to address that. And then you want to deal with any kind of hidden moisture in wall cavities, because a lot of homeowners, if they try to deal with something themselves and they put a fan on an area, they totally forget about what's in the wall cavity behind the drywall. So that's what we're trained to do. We have meters and monitors and different types of drying equipment to deal with hidden moisture as well.
We're going to talk about that more after the break. We're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a drop-dead gorgeous home at 8 Watrous Drive, East Mountain section of Scranton. This three-bedroom, two-bath, high-end modular home was built in 2006, and yes, it is a true ranch. There's hardly any steps to get into it. The master bedroom has a master bathroom and a walk-in closet. It has an unfinished basement that has the extra high ceiling, so in case you want to finish the basement, you could do that. Attic storage is enormous. It's beautifully landscaped. It has gas, heat, and central air. The living, dining, and kitchen areas are wide open. It has a gas fireplace in the living room, very rich wood flooring, a sound system throughout, a security system, light, airy, cheerful, and beautiful. That's the best way to describe this home. And if you want to check it out, go to jready.com. There's a visual tour there. That's 8 Watrous Drive in the East Mountain section of Scranton. It's $279,000, so don't delay and give us a call.
According to Realty Times, homeowners, renters, regrets reveal many aren't prepared for new home. 3 out of 4 Americans say it's a good time to buy, and more than 2 in 5 American renters say they're sorry they didn't do so. So they need to hurry up. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real
Estate. That's right, hurry up.
Given a housing recovery that's gaining speed, there will more than likely be a larger share of Americans who will be sorry if they don't buy soon. Online real estate marketplace portal, Trulia.com, checked in on mistakes today's home buyers and renters should avoid after they just conducted a recent survey. Feeling the pressure of rising home prices, 75% of Americans say it's better to buy a home now than a year from now. Trulia found that 52% of Americans who participated in buying their current home have at least one regret about their current home or the process of choosing it. Although the recession, tight credit, and foreclosures have lowered home ownership in America, people will still buy and buy big if they could. Many current renters wish they had bought, but very few current homeowners wish they had rented. Furthermore, homeowners are 3 times more likely to wish they had purchased a larger home than a smaller home. Even after the housing crisis, Americans' main housing regrets are that they didn't invest more in their homes. Also, many wished they obtained more information before they bought the home, or that they had a larger down payment, or that they were more financially secure before taking the plunge. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gritty Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
Very good.
Excellent.
Good. With something I know about fires and damage and... You know, we're only here for small fires, not for big fires, right? We were talking about that. Right. So if your house is totaled, we can't call disaster blasts. It's too late.
That's a rebuild.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Call a demo company,
yeah,
call, right?
Yeah, right.
And our special guest, Christy Leyland, Marketing and Service Manager, and Matt Lyons, IT Manager with Disaster Blaster. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. What's your contact information, please?
Our phone number is 570-963-1123, and our website is www.disasterblaster.com. And we, on a weekly basis, we put up a lot of news stories and information pertinent to the restoration industry.
What does Disaster Blaster do, in case somebody wasn't here in the first half of the show?
We are a full service indoor restoration company. We specialize in mold remediation, emergency service for water and fire damage, mold remediation, duct cleaning,
radon and asbestos.
Radon and asbestos abatement.
Excellent. Okay, so you're a 24/7 company, right?
That's right.
All right. And where are you located?
We're in Avoca.
All right. And you cover a broad territory. What are your coverage?
We do. We cover about 60-mile radius of our office, so that's about 7 counties.
And you're available on an emergency call.
We are. There. Our phone number can link a customer. If they have an emergency, they can dial 7. When they dial into the main number, they can dial 7, and that goes to the emergency on-call person. So even if it's after hours, they'll get a person, or they can leave a call, a message, and get a call back in less than 5 minutes.
How long should someone expect a return call from any company, not just Disaster Blaster? What's too long? How long usually? You're giving a call back in 5 to 10 minutes. What should someone out there be waiting for typically? Should it be an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours?
For a call back, it should not be, definitely not an hour, because when an emergency happens to a homeowner, the time triples. And it 5 minutes seems like 30 minutes.
An eternity,
yes,
right.
Exactly. Okay. So we respond very quickly when it's an emergency.
All right. Excellent. Before the break, we were talking about fire and smoke damage. We were talking a little bit right before the break about some of the things with water damage and how it is essential to get that moisture out, when we started to talk about that. But going back to smoke and fire, puffbacks. What is a puffback? Because a lot of people experience those.
It's very common because we have a lot of rural areas, so there's a lot of homeowners that use oil furnaces. It does happen with gas furnaces, but it's a little bit more prevalent with oil furnaces. And it's an incomplete combustion of the furnace itself. And instead of venting the proper way, it
comes back into the property.
It completely vents the opposite way. So there is soot through the entire property. When there's a fire in a house, like a kitchen fire or something, it'll affect the kitchen and maybe some adjacent rooms. But when it's a puffback, every single room is affected, both vertical and horizontal structures.
What do you do? What does Disaster Blaster do in that situation?
Well, in that situation, a puffback is typically covered by insurance. An insurance claim. So we'll go in, work with the adjuster. We'll do pre-testing to show the homeowner how heavy the soot is, to show them that the methods that we use will remove the soot. We'll show them that if it's a dry soot, for example, if it is a gas puffback, it's obviously easier to clean than that oily residue. And we'll show them the cleanability of it, and then if it might need painting too, because that pre-testing process can tell us if it needs painting. But some homeowners, even with puffbacks, they'll go ahead and start painting over a surface, and that soot will bleed right through that paint. So it's a waste of money and time with when they don't clean it
more
first.
Damages are, they can probably further damage something.
Oh, that's the other thing. If they're using the wrong materials, and if they're wet cleaning, for example, if they're using a chemical from under their sink to clean a flat surface, like a wall, like just a flat painted wall, it can permanently damage that. So instead of just being able to do a nice cleaning and then painting, that's soiled in. So it might have to be cut out.
Well, I could certainly appreciate wanting to get something back to its normal state in a hurry. But I'm thinking, what a mess. You're talking all the furnishings, the curtains.
Oh, curtains, electronics.
Carpeting.
Electronics.
Oh, yes.
A lot of times we'll send that out. The most important thing to do, whether it is water or smoke damage, is to shut off computers. Don't operate television sets, because we recommend professionals that just specialize in the electronics to clean and detail specialty items like that. But yes, carpet, upholstery, all kinds of furniture, dressers, appliances.
Friend of mine had a puff back in a big house. He doesn't even know when it happened. He just came home and there was black soot all over the house everywhere. He did not know what happened. And then he called, and it was a big bill, and thank God he had the insurance, but it was everywhere. He had to have everything cleaned.
What causes them?
That a lot of times, like in that case, that's a one occurrence. It just puffs. Sometimes, especially with gas, it'll gradual, and like you'll start seeing the graying of the walls, and until you do use the dry chem sponge that we use to pre-test, you don't realize how dark that soot actually is. Right. So I would say that it could happen even with customers that have their furnaces maintained last week. They could have a puff back. So, I mean, maintenance is very important, don't get me wrong.
But
it could still happen.
Oh,
it could be dirty internal components or something missed.
A block chimney?
Oh, a block chimney, that's actually not a direct component of the furnace. But, yeah, we've had blowbacks for the chimney when there were high winds, certain storms, and the chimney itself blows back. That's happened, too. And that's the same scenario where the soot is just everywhere.
Wow. So it can happen to anybody at any time. All right. So you come in and you restore the property. And as long as people don't touch and make further damage, you could pretty much get it back to normal?
Yes. We normally start from top to bottom. We'll start up in the bedrooms, work our way down into the kitchen, like more common areas too. But it is a process. Sometimes we have to subcontract electricians, specialty contractors like that. But we will get the property back to pre-loss condition.
All right, so you guys have machines and cleaning agents that your typical homeowner couldn't have.
Well, when it comes to a puffback or fire damage and soot, we have the deodorization machines that a typical homeowner would not have. They would not have access to that. And the use of dry chem sponges. As a matter of fact, I had a call just today, a homeowner calling me to see if he could buy dry chem sponges, thinking that he knew what we do, but he thought that we'd sell them retail as well. So Yeah.
Can you go to a big box store and get those?
Actually, he said, I guess he looked at Lowe's and Home Depot, and they didn't have them in the quantities that he wanted. I didn't quite understand his question.
He needed a truckload. I need a truckload. Can you give me a pallet of that stuff?
Okay. He told me he needed six sponges. I don't know how he would know he needed six, but that's
something. Yeah, I don't think so.
He was going to try and handle it himself. He'll probably be calling
me. He'll be calling you back. You'll be hearing from him later.
Yeah. So how long does this process take on a puffback or smoke problem that would happen through a house and then a couple rooms are affected with soot and smoke? How long would your process take?
It depends on the size of the house. It depends on the surface material affected and how heavy the soot is. So there's many variables that involved.
Okay. So now getting back into the discussion of water and getting that moisture out, how do we get from wet to dry?
Well, water will follow, will just keep following a path. It will keep wanting to saturate materials. Whether it's a roof leak, it'll follow a beam and then eventually end up in a finished part of the house. If there's a pipe break, it'll wick through the carpet, it will wick up the walls and just keep traveling. And I've seen damp basements where the basement was so damp, it actually saturated the sill. And it just kept going up to the first floor. So it will keep traveling unless it's...
So you got to find the source.
You have to find the source. You have to control it. And you have to start mitigating and drawing it down.
Okay. So you guys, you come in, you find the source. And then do you open walls? If you have to look in the wall cavity, if it's behind a wall, well, how do you do it to limit the damage that you're doing to a property? But getting it dry in the meantime.
Actually, we have some great equipment. We have, in addition to the dehumidifiers and the air movers, we have a wall cavity drying system and a floor drying system. And again, the whole point of restoration is not to have huge gaping holes in the walls if they're not necessary. So we would take the baseboard off of the wall and insert this wall drying system. And it's basically little tubes that just go along the baseboard. So it's drying that cavity out.
So these fans, do you get these, are these big, huge industrial fans?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, they're high-velocity air movers, and there's a big misnomer that when people have water damage, they think that they could just put a fan in, one of those little desk fans or something like that. Oh, I put a fan on it, I'm good.
Or go buy 20 and have them all over the place. Okay.
The important thing is the use of dehumidification, because that the fans promote the evaporation, but the dehumidification is removing the moisture.
Okay.
Because all you're doing is getting, if you just have fans in there, you're just getting that moisture to dance now on the ceilings, travel further. So as a matter of fact, if there's ever a mold as an issue, we won't even use air movers. We won't use fans. It's the dehumidifiers. It's the combination of the two. But in a mold situation, we'll only use dehumidifiers because that's removing the moisture too.
You said the word mold.
Yes.
And we're going to do a whole show on that next week if you are available, if you can come back, because I'd like to talk to you about mold, please.
We'd love to.
Okay. Thank you, Matt Lyons, Christy Leyland from Disaster Blaster. Again, once again, your contact information, please.
Our phone number is 570-963-1123. Our website is www.disasterblaster.com.
And you're on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. Like us on Facebook.
At Disaster Blaster.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys, for coming in with us today. Pat, before we close.
We have a well-maintained raised ranch at 245 West Warren Street in Dunmore. It has 3 bedrooms, 1 full bath, plus 2 half baths. It has brick and aluminum exterior, pergo, wood, and carpeted flooring. It has cove ceilings in the living and the dining room, central air, a 1-car attached garage, and a finished lower level that could be perfect for a family member who needs their own space. The lower level also includes a bedroom, a family room, a half bath, and a laundry area. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a 3-bedroom with 3 bathrooms, give us a call about 245 West Warren Street.
Thank you, Pat. Survey reveals ethnic groups hold high hopes for next generation of homeowners. Americans from the 3 largest ethnic groups are far more alike than different when it comes to many perceptions and behaviors surrounding the home buying process, according to a recent survey. In its poll, Caucasians, African Americans, Hispanic Americans over the age of 18, each group believes that a home is not only an indicator of success, but it's also a smart long-term investment. All groups surveyed are optimistic about the next generation of homeowners, and furthermore, the majority believes their children or future children will have a home of their own before the age they did. Key findings. More than any other group, Hispanics say they are focused on saving for a down payment. Hispanic and African American buyers are more likely to believe their children will have a home of their own at an earlier age. Suburban homes are very much in demand among today's home shoppers. Hispanic and African American households are more likely to have their parents, grandparents, or other extended family members living with them at some point. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.